This podcast is brought to you by the Robert M. Kerr Food and Agricultural Products Center, also known as FAPSI, which is a part of the Division of Agricultural Sciences and Natural Resources on the campus of Oklahoma State University. Today, we are here to talk to Andrea Graves about her role in FAPSI and what she does on a day-to-day basis.
My name is Andrea Graves. I'm a business planning and marketing specialist for the Robert M. Kerr Food and Agricultural Products Center. I am kind of from all over the place, and I graduated from OSU back in the mid-90s, and I was living in Arizona and decided to go ahead and come back to Stillwater because I heard there was this really wonderful center here that was no place else in the United States. And there was a position opened and I got it, and I'm actually very happy to be here. I've been here almost 12 years now, coming up this January. What it means to be a business planning and marketing specialist, I have a lot of different responsibilities. What I do the most of is I review business plans and assist food businesses in getting answers, because people have so many questions and they need somewhere to go, and they don't know how to find those answers, nor do they know who to go to. So I spend quite a bit of time doing that. I also am the lead person on projects when we do client projects, whether a company wants to start and do some research and development on a new product, or they'd like a shelf life study or need nutrition fact panels. There's a lot of different things and projects we do. I tend to get those people together and try to help them get that project finished and coordinated through us. I do also a lot of work trying to promote the Food and Ag Product Center, FAPSI as we're known. I'm often at food shows, or I do speaking engagements to let people know what we do here. And I also help with a lot of workshops and help teach things that we want to teach entrepreneurs and established businesses with whatever that might be. A day in the life of my job would be I do a lot of hand-holding. I'm a listening ear. People often don't know what questions to ask, or they don't have the confidence to move on to that next step. I do a lot of listening there, and again, also am a resource. I do a lot of problem solving with them. I help them with things like logo packaging design, or I review their labels to make sure they're compliant with the different regulations and rules that we have. I also try to teach others with information that they might need. One of the most interesting things I get to do for my job on a daily basis or often would be I get to travel quite a bit throughout Oklahoma and sometimes even nationwide to visit different plants and manufacturing facilities and see how things work and how they're manufactured. Not too many people get to be the inside of a manufacturing plant because tours aren't often available, and I get to see that. I also get to go to different conferences. Like, I was just at a packaging conference in Chicago, and I get to see and bring back knowledge of what the rest of the world is doing so that Oklahoma can keep up and be on the forefront of technology and things like packaging. Sometimes I do get a student worker, but not very often, and that just kind of depends on the funding we have. If a student is interested in wanting to work at FAPC, we in the marketing department, so to speak, they can come talk to us. Last spring, we had a student help, and she helped us with different things such as writing some fact sheets about different topics like the emergence of the craft brewery industry in Oklahoma. And she helped with just kind of the Made in Oklahoma program and different things that I do here. Steps that students should take after graduation to have a job like mine. The advice I would probably give them is to find and pick a company that they admire and go after that. And just, whatever tends to excite you, I would go after that. But don't be afraid to do things that are a little bit outside of the box, or things that are not necessarily in your job description or that you thought you would go after, because all kinds of experience is you'll find helpful later in life, such as if you get into sales jobs or different things like that. That's how I would recommend a student get into business planning and marketing.
A big thank you goes out to Andrea Graves for joining us today. We loved learning about her position as the Business Planning and Marketing Specialist. For more information about our many departments in FAPSI, check out our FAPSI Connect app in the App Store. or go to fabcconnect.com. You can also visit our website at fabc.biz, which is FAPC.BIZ. Thank you for listening, and be sure to come back for our next episode. You don't want to miss it.